Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, Israel is seeing clear skies with mild temperatures. In Jerusalem, the weather is pleasant, perfect for an evening walk. Tel Aviv is enjoying a warm night, ideal for outdoor dining. Up in Haifa, the breeze is gentle, making for a calm evening. Here are today's headlines. First, a senior minister says Israel will not halt its attacks in Gaza. 9 people have reportedly died in IDF strikes, according to Times of Israel, from earlier this hour. Also, former senior Fatah official Mohammed Dahlan claims the Trump plan depends on ending the IDF's Gaza strikes. JNS reported this 3 hours ago. Also this hour, President Trump has announced he called off a joint U.S.-Israel assault on Iran following a Saudi request. Forward shared this update just this afternoon. Separately, Israel confirms it thwarted Iranian cyber attacks following reports of potential threats to the U.S. water sector. This comes from I-24 News, reported 4 hours ago. And finally, JTA highlights that Trump's decision to cancel the Iran assault caught Israel off guard, reported 2 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. Raylan Givens, a commentator, posted just minutes ago that not all Gulf states seek de-escalation. The UAE, among others, reportedly urges Trump to take a firmer stand against Iran. Ynet Global, a prominent news outlet, shared 18 minutes ago about ongoing ultra-Orthodox protests in Jerusalem. The protests are against a cafe operating on Shabbat. Amichai Chikli, a Knesset member, retweeted 24 minutes ago about the Shin Bet's action against a Hamas operative involved in past attacks. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the continued IDF strikes in Gaza. According to Times of Israel, the Israeli cabinet has yet to discuss a disarmament plan that Hamas allegedly agreed to last week. This development raises further tensions, with children reportedly among those killed. The ongoing conflict continues to put civilian lives at risk. Turning to the Trump administration's Middle Eastern strategy, Mohammed Dahlan, speaking to JNS, suggested that Jared Kushner is actively engaging with Israeli officials to halt Gaza strikes. This effort is seen as a crucial step in advancing President Trump's Middle East peace plan. Regional stability hangs in the balance with these talks. Meanwhile, President Trump revealed he canceled a planned attack on Iran's energy infrastructure, as reported by Forward. This decision followed a plea from Saudi Arabia aiming to avoid further escalation in the region. The abrupt cancellation highlights the fragile state of international relations. In cyber defense, I-24 News reports that Israel successfully defended itself against Iranian cyber attacks. This comes amidst warnings of potential threats to U.S. infrastructure. Israel's cybersecurity vigilance remains critical in countering persistent threats. Lastly, JTA reports that Israel was surprised by Trump's decision to halt the Iran assault. This unexpected move underscores the complexity of international alliances. Israel's security strategy will need to adapt to these shifting diplomatic dynamics. On the economic front, first, a foreign resident from Los Angeles has purchased a penthouse in Jerusalem for a record 12.25 million shekels. This transaction highlights the ongoing demand for luxury real estate in Israel's capital, as reported by Globes. Separately, Maya Kaduri has been named Chief Strategy Officer at Bridgewise, an investment AI company. CTEC reports that her appointment marks a significant boost to the company's global strategy efforts. And finally, Agatad is expanding its whiskey offerings in Israel. According to Israel Hayom Business, the company has acquired rights for new international brands, reflecting the rising consumer demand for premium products. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 7 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.